Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Crudy here filling in for Brian today as he goes and fixes his car situation.
Not the devil wagon.
No, not the devil
Brian's
wagon.
Brian's car.
Yes, Brian's
the
car.
The fancy mobile.
The fancy mobile is either going to be a little bit fancier or he's going to get a replacement until he can get a fancier mobile. So we'll see what happens, but I'm hoping Brian's doing well, either picking out a new car or getting a replacement.
Trials and tribulations of poor fancy Brian.
Yeah, we were talking this morning. He's like, I cannot catch a break. I was like, no, Brian, you can't. I'm so sorry. So I'm hoping he's doing well and getting hooked up. He's got a buddy, apparently, that does some auto detail or auto shop stuff. And hopefully he's got the connection and can get a nice set of wheels that will be reliable for him.
So. Well, that's okay. You got me. And we're talking about whooping your kid's ass like Shea Sortwell allegedly.
Allegedly.
Feloniously did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've got a statement from Sortwell, but a couple of quick headlines. Want to throw them out there for your consideration. Luker, apparently Kyle Rittenhouse, according to his attorney in opening statements, may or will testify in his own defense. So Rittenhouse on the stand. Can't wait to see that.
That will be pretty interesting news if that is actually going to be, if he takes the stand there. So.
We may take that testimony live.
Really?
We'll take it live. We'll do it live. But beyond that, it's election day.
It's not just
in Virginia and New Jersey where they're selecting, you know, new governors, perhaps, but also right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Who's recalling their school board?
Yeah, Luca? we got four individuals up for recall in the Mequon-Thiensville School District. And so I believe that's the only election today in Wisconsin. So
The recall.
I could be wrong, but...
Garnered a lot of national attention. There's a lot of national money, sort of localized national money. Dick Uihlein, he is from just across the border in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
But Uihlein puts millions into Wisconsin politics. My understanding is he is supportive of this anti-school board, put the conservatives in charge because they know what's right for your kids. You know, not a mask or a vaccine, and certainly not reading a book that might challenge their Judeo-Christian philosophies, and God forbid if they are taught anything about critical race theory.
Yeah. So some important polls are open in the Mequon-Thiensville School District. If you are listening from that area, give us a call, 844-967-2789.
I'm just going to tune in the morning. I'm going to wait till Newsman Luke updates
me on
what the outcome of the Mequon-Thiensville School Board recall is.
It'll be the first thing I check in the morning, Crudy. So we'll have those running up in, as soon as I've got them live in the morning.
Make them go.
Yeah.
Do it live. And you can call 844-967-2789.
Yeah, and we got Annie from Watertown calling in right now. So Annie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Annie.
Yeah, you got me thinking, boy, seatbelts. We used to ride in the back of the pickup truck and we used to fight over who got the seatbelt. Sit in the back seat of the station wagon, facing back.
Best case scenario, mom would throw out the old shortstop arm and try to keep you from face planting the dashboard. You know, that's the best chance you were going to get in the car right up front with mom or dad.
That was safety.
Go ahead.
Somebody did us all really wrong when they, I don't know, made translations in the Bible, and people, I guess, they read what they want to read into it. But spare the rod. The rod is, you know, like a staff that you guide people with. It basically means children will spoil if they aren't guided. Not it.
Well, I suspect corporal punishment's probably been going on since biblical times and before. Annie, do you think that society... You know, most of society, perhaps excepting the Sortwells and the GQP sorts, do you think most of society has moved beyond the point of spanking the kids?
Yeah, pretty much so. I know once you're raised with it, I mean, I had a real urge to whack my son in the back of the head like my dad used to. Very loving.
Annie,
it had significant meaning.
Do you think that we have seen an erosion of the respect of the parents? And I'm not sure if it's social media or the lack of the fear that mom and dad's going to beat my ass, because my kids don't fear me. Not in the same way I would have feared my mom growing up, and I didn't see her into adulthood. But, you know, I mean, my kids aren't really worried that dad's going to put a licking on them. They never have been. And Annie, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. You know, in life, I had a healthy fear and respect of my mom growing up. And go ahead, you talk.
How things were. Like, my dad never came to parent-teacher conferences or concerts or games or anything like that. I was lucky if my mom did. My mom went to games and stuff, but dad never would. It was a whole different, it's a whole different atmosphere. And maybe, I don't know, where the line is drawn differently from where your friend and where they stand up against the teacher. Side with the kid and stuff like that.
Well, Andy, when I was growing up, if you were naughty in the neighborhood, let's say you were picking on a kid or something, you're lucky if the neighbor's parent doesn't whoop your ass. You know, that was like completely okay. Like, you know, first the neighbor's parent would grab you by the ear and drag you or something, and then you'd get home and your mom would whoop your ass. That's what I recall. Maybe I was just the bad kid.
Well, it used to be that the parent would say, "Oh, what did my son do?" And now it would be like, "Get your hands off my kid."
Yeah. No, and I would probably be the same. I wouldn't want to see a teacher or, you know, a cop or anyone putting their hands on my kid. But, you know, my kids aren't me, Annie, and, you know, they're not naughty like I was. 844-967-2789, Dueling Tangents.
Yeah, and I just want to get this right. You were so bad in your neighborhood that you had other people's parents beating on you, too?
Kind of. I mean, we used to have things like BB gun wars.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes airsoft guns? And
no,
all that.
No.
I'm saying, guns. Yeah, okay. I get that you had BB guns.
And sometimes
we
would have these wars inside the house. And I remember, you know, one time, you know, because you're ricocheting them, or at least that was.
Right, they'd fire off. And,
you shoot it, you got to bounce it off the ground or the floor until somebody gets hit. And then they stop bouncing it. Then they just
start aiming. Yeah.
My brother shot a kid in the cheekbone.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, you could see BB.
See, I was just smart enough. I knew well enough not to just do that in the house. I was outside doing that stuff with the airsoft guns and whatnot. So, I mean, maybe that's where the difference is.
I stabbed myself in the leg with a knife. Yeah. Not bad. Not like I killed little neighbor pets or, you know, there was no cruelty involved.
Right.
I wasn't, you know, a future psycho killer as far as you know.
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
But, you know, in terms of just getting in fist fights and being a scrappy kid. And,
yeah.
Sarah Godlewski was on my show yesterday. She called herself a Wisconsin scrappy girl. Well, I was scrappy. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I grew up scrappy. And when I went down south and I didn't quite understand how to assimilate with, you know, let's call it backcountry hillbilly society. Well, I was scrapping for my life some days. And then, you know, the neighbor would pull me by the ear and drag me home. And then I'd go home and get my ass whooped. Yeah. So, you know, that was my childhood.
Thanks so much, Annie, for your call. And you can be like Annie. You can give us a call here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Crudy filling in for Brian today. But give us a call at 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Dick from Madison calling in.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Well, I'll tell you guys, this morning on the national news, really early, I'm talking 5:30, I figured out finally how somebody like Donald Trump happened in the first place, and some really strange candidates just plain across the board get elected. And it was this. They asked a guy, this was in Virginia, the number one issue he was voting on, and he said, critical race theory. Then they asked him about it, and he knew nothing whatsoever about it, nothing. Other than that, which is number one reason to vote today.
So it's almost as if someone had fed him a line and say, here's what to be fearful and angst.
This is what to be afraid of, yeah.
And it's really a way of saying, you know, the thought that these uppity others might somehow be lifted up, even in our history lessons.
It's either he really didn't know, which I don't think was the case, or he just didn't want to say, you know, I'm a devout racist. But, you know, it was just the most amazing thing that this was his number one issue to vote on today. You know, all of this across the board just scares the living you-know-what out of me. Because
Dick, do you hear the sound from from Ron Johnson yesterday. He did an interview with the Journal Sentinel, and Ron said, you know, the engagement, the sentiment amongst the grassroots on the right now, it's more engaged than the Tea Party was in 2009. And you know what happened in 2010, Dick?
Yeah, I do. And we got Scott Walker, and the rest is all horrible history. And we got all kinds of crazy people. And in that year also brought us, did it not, Citizens United?
I believe 2010 or 2011, right around that same time, Dick.
Yeah, so all of those things combined in 2010 just morphed into where we are now. I was hugely, I mean, like, I remember arguing with ex-brother-in-laws at Easter time in 2010, the worst possible thing that could happen to this country is Citizens United.
Buddy, did you divorce the wife or the in-laws?
Well,
because I didn't know you could divorce your in-laws. I got in a little event. My wife's going going out to L.A. this weekend to see our daughter, and I'm left behind to go attend the in-laws event for great-grandma and all the in-laws, all the other side will be there.
I got along fine with half of them because there were so many of them, and I still do.
So you kept them in the divorce.
I never did get along with the other half.
I suspect some of my in-laws are still whooping their kids' asses. Pretty sure, Dick. You know, like there's a certain place in history that some of them seem stuck in.
Yeah. Well, we had a guy up the street that definitely liked, Mr. Hand turned into Mr. Fist when he was dealing with the kids. And the boys were like my age, and they, you know, everybody was terrified of him. Yeah, it's... But that guy
you had a neighbor guy that would punch the neighbor kids?
No, not the neighbor kids, his own.
Oh, he punched
them. He kept it in the family. Yeah.
Well.
Or if that wasn't, you know, if it was something really egregious, the belt came out.
Yeah. Well,
that was the 60s.
I met the belt, and I was raised in the early and mid 70s. So the belt was still coming out in my neighborhood, probably would to this day. If my mom was still on this earth, she'd still want to take me out to the woodshed.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing, thanks for the call, Dick. We really appreciate it. I'm going to contend one thing you said, though. 5:30 is not that early in the morning. I'm already on my second cup of coffee by then. I'm ready for the day. So
Shay Sortwell allegedly has already beat two of the kids by then. Allegedly. You heard me say it. 844-967-2789. Rocky from Madison. Welcome, Rocky.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Rocky, ever get your ass whooped when you were a kid?
Yeah, but I didn't mind it because it just made me, tougher, I guess, in a way. I was angry enough where it didn't even hurt.
Oh, it hurt. Admit it. You had tears in your eyes sometimes. It hurt so bad, Rocky. But, you know, Now, is that the lasting memory we should all have of our beloved parents is... You know, I'm so angry at you. If I wasn't a little kid, I'd kill you right now. I mean,
it makes you so you become defiant. Whatever I learned at home, I learned. You know, you want to hit me as a teacher? Come on, try it. It doesn't even really. You're not going to hurt me. I had a high level of intolerance for bullies, including adults.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be legal to hit an adult or a child. If I see somebody hit a child, we'll be to them. That's all I got to say. You know, I won't tolerate it.
Well, you got the name for it.
I had teachers joking.
The namesake. Were you named after Balboa, Rocky?
I know what's fair and what's right. And I know, like, if somebody's choking you, shaking your head when you're sitting in a chair, that's not right. In eighth grade, I had a teacher do that to me. It was a lady teacher. So, you know, wherever you go, if you're going to treat people like that, you just make them more defiant. You make them so they will resist you. And, you know, eventually we cracked her.
Got her. Adrian! Come back. More Dueling Tangents.